Okay, today's daf is Vachim, daf Yud Gimel. Bezrat Hashem, there'll be a shir tonight up on the OU.org website, a daf Be'in shir, related to something that we discussed yesterday, and that is doing mitzvahs when one sleeps. Can one be makayim a mitzvah when one is sleeping? Yesterday we discussed the karban. Somebody brings a karban, and then they're sleeping when the karban is brought on their behalf. Is that kosher or not? We discussed connected to Shotek, connected to Mumar, the top of Yubez Mabez. Bezrat Hashem, that'll be tonight. Included in that will be a discussion of how awake does one have to be counted for a minion. So that is something that sometimes comes up with Maisa. Anyway, so Yud Beis Amid Beis. So we are, though, now on the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Beis, and we are discussing the Shita of Ben Azai. Shita Ben Azai, quoted in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, was that not only is Pesach and Chatos Ksherim, not only are Pesach and Chatos exceptions to the rule, and they are pasul if they are Shechta Shelo Lishma, but also Ola is in that family. It's Ola and Chatos and Pesach Shelo Lishma. What is the source of Ben Azai? So the Gemara has three suggestions. Number one, we try to learn it from a Pasuk. Ola who? So it's an exclusion. This one has to be Dafka Lishma, and Shelo Lishma is pasul, and we're in the discussion of whether that's a really good marker, because you can have the same thing from the same type of line appears by Asham and others, so we reject number one. Number two of Ben Azai was a suggested Kavachomer from Chatos, and then we brought in Pesach, and then we ended up saying it was a team. Thank you. That Pesach and Chatos are both Karbanos, and they are Pasul Shelo Lishma. So too, you should include Ola, which is a Karban, and if you Shechta Shelo Lishma, it would be Pasul. Says the Gemara on the last line, but maybe you cannot accept such a limud from Chatos and Pesach to Ola. Why? Mala Atzad HaShava Shebehen Sheyesh Ben Tzad Kares. Ola and Chatos have a Tzad Kares. I'm sorry, Pesach and Chatos have a Tzad Kares. Chatos, many of the Chatos are Kares, if you would do a Bemezid with Eidim, and B'shogeg, you bring a Karban, Chatos. And Pesach, as we know, has a Tzad Kares, one of the only two mitzvahs say that if one does not do, they get Kares. So you see, they have Kares related to them. Ola never has Kares related to them. So Gemara answers, no, Ben Azai, Tzad Kares lo parach. Ben Azai is not bothered by that. What does that mean, he's not bothered by that? Because by each one, Chatos and Pesach, the Kares is for a very different reason. It's not like it's the same exact Tzad Kares. So therefore, it doesn't bother him that doesn't hold them together. That's not a common denominator. Because Chatos is if you violate. Pesach is if you don't do it. So it's not exactly the same. So he's not bothered by that problem. So the Gemara says, Hashem Na'ami Laisi. But if it's true then, once you include on Ben Azai, once you include Chatos and Pesach and Ola, why don't you include Hashem also? Right? Why don't you say Hashem is also Pasul Shelo Lishma from a Binyan Av? As Rashi quotes, Binyanav, once you include these three, so you include the other one too. This is also a karban, and you should say Shelo Lishma as pasul. So, says the Gemara, no. Asham Nami Laisi. So, Asham Parech, no, you could have asked by Asham, Mala Atzad HaShava Shebehen, Sheken Yeshnon Vitzibur Kibiyachid. Important line. Said by Asham, no, you could have said no, the other ones, Ola and Chatos and Pesach are all different because those you find B'tzibur like you find B'yachid, unlike an Asham is only B'yachid. You never have an Asham Tzibur. Where do you have, but the all three of the other ones you have Tzibur. So what are the other ones? So Ola, okay, the carbon tumid every day. That's an Ola, that's Tzibur. Chatos, okay, every Chatos that we bring on Rosh Chodesh and on Yantif, that's all Tzibur. What about Pesach? Pesach is a Pesach that's a shlamim. That's a shlamim shalmi tzibur. We're not talking about shlamim now. Pesach. So where do you have Pesach that's a carbon tzibur? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Maseches Yuma. Rashi quotes at the end of Rashi Hashem, the Malat Tzad Hashem Hashem Shein Yeshto B'tzibur, Pesach Kari Leit Karban Tzibur, Kida Amran B'Seder Yoma, as it says in Yuma, Mishum Da'asi B'Knufya. The Gemara says, because all the Jewish people bring the Karban Pesach, even though they're each bringing their own, and they each, as we've mentioned, have a chiyuv to eat a kezayis of the Pesach, unlike every other Karban, where the mitzvah might be to have it eaten and not to eat it. But because all B'nai Yisrael bring the Karban Pesach, asi b'knufya, it comes in a big gathering, so that is why it has elements and considered a Karban Tzibur. If you look in the Zer Avram, I mentioned the Zer Avram a couple of days ago, it's the letters of a Ephraim Loftier, who was the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma, son-in-law of Yasameach, that he wrote to Menachem Zemba, back and forth correspondence. And some I saw last night, some of the, there are interspersed letters of the Meshech Chachma itself. He wrote something to his father-in-law, and the Meshech HaKapa replies, he signs it, Meir Simcha. So you have to just look at the signature of each one. Is it Menachem? Is it Meir Simcha? Is it Avram? So everybody, they're all writing a letter to each other. So there he has an amazing chiddush at the end of Siman Dalet, where he quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Beis, and the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, Minayin ata omer, shim ein lahem li Yisrael ela Pesach echad, shekulan yotzin bo yidei chavaso. How do I know, says the Mechilta, if you only have one Pesach, the Bnei Yisrael could be yotzei with that? Tavolomar v'shachtu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. Or a similar drasha in Kiddushin. How do you know? What does that mean? So Rashi there says in Kiddushin it means that the Achilas Pesachim is not ma'akev. You try your best, but what does the language mean? Especially of the Mechilta. Shem ein lahem liyisrael Pesach echad shekulan yotzen bo yidei chavaso. Explains the Rabbi Nachum. Oh, this one's from Rabbi Nachum Zemba. V'hiyanira mitoch l'shono. The kimod yesh chovas tzibur betmidinu musafin v'hainu shakala tzibur biyachen mevien carbon echad. Just like as we understand by regular carbon tzibur, it's one carbon on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. That's a carbon tzibur. Kain yesh chovas tzibur bePesach. Shekol hatzibur yaviu Pesach. There is a chiyuv for all Bnei Yisrael to bring a Pesach on their behalf. There is a real chovas tzibur by Pesach like by all other karbanos. V'od yesh bePesach yeser alzeh. It's just like Karban Pesach has an added element. Not only is it a chovas tzibur to bring a Pesach on all their behalf, there's a chovas yachid al kol echad ve'echad. That's an added. Kedei sheyakayim ha'achila. Mikol makom lo matzino sheyachiyu v'havi Pesach echad lo kol tzibur. You don't l'maisa find that you have to bring one Pesach on everybody's behalf. Why? Because it must be that when you fill your chovas yachid memela in that, once everybody brings their own memela, that potters also the chiyuv chovas tzibur. Once you bring your chovas yachid, then memela there is none. Mikol makom lo matzino sheyachayv lahavi kar pesach echad kol tzibur biyachad levada psachem shemivin kol echad veechad mishum tekiva de pesach achi asi beknufya v'havi kemo karbet tzibur, as Rashi just quoted, yotzen tzibur bezeh, this is good enough. Ubepesach betzibur lechude lo yatzev, you just bring one, the chovas tzibur wouldn't be able to be mostly the chovas yachid of kol echad ve'echad. But the other way, it can work. And therefore, if there's only one at Pesach, you bring that Pesach to at least be yotze, the chovas tzibur side of the Karban Pesach. Demein lahem rak Pesach echad, azay yesh chiyav mitzad chovas tzibur, v'chovas tzibur miskayim af poli achila, v'chol karban tzibur, de'ein achila ma'akva, v'hine zeh chiddush l'me'od, shehi chovas tzibur bePesach. I'll admit it's a big chiddush, but this is what I think the truth is. Then he quotes another riot to this, but that is the important point of Rav Menachem Zemba, one of the greats of Zera Avram, writing his letters to Zera Avram from the pre-World War II. And we continue now. He was a Rav in Brisk, I think. He was a Rav in the Brisk. Okay.
Other examples like the Olas
Ria
or...
But other examples of Yachid / Zibers... Olas Re'iyah, meaning other, like a carbon chagiga. See, I don't know, the carb might not be the same. You have to look there in the Mefarshim. In Yuma, why Davka passes our other carbonas Azi Bechnufya. Maybe there, at least the Olas, the other carbonas, you can bring the chagiga the whole week. Here, Davka, it's the same exact time period, same exact carbon, same exact day. Maybe you wanted to ask about the chagigas Yudalad, the carbon that's brought with the carbon Pesach. That's only a chova if you're not gonna, you don't have another, you don't have it, like the Pesach is not big enough to fill you up as you eat it, a la sova. So there might be distinctions, but it's interesting to look. Are there any other karbanas that are ever mentioned and categorized as babech nufya? Okay, that is a Zera Avram that gets the ball rolling today. So we said that you cannot include asham, learn it from ola and chatas and pesach, because those are all have a tzad of tzibur. So says the Gemara, v'ibayis ema, a third idea behind Ben Azai. First, we wanted to quote a pasuk. Number two, we wanted to quote a kal vachomer. Number three, we're going to quote Misora. Maybe he is bothered by the problem from Karis, and therefore he would knock out the kal vachomer. Uben Azai, Gemara Gamerla, and Ben Azai has a Misora, Gemara Gamerla, as Rashi quotes from the 72 Zakenim. He has a Gemara Gamerla, he has a Misora that this is true. Right? Why does Rashi say Mipi Ayin Bei Zakenim? Why does he quote that? Because it could be because Rashi elsewhere in Shas, whenever he says Gemara Gamer Law, Rashi says Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. He says that by Tzroros, he says that by other halachas we discussed in the past, that many times Rashi and Tosas, whenever it says Gemara Gamer Law, they say Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. The Rambam does not.
The Rambam writes in the Hagdama to Mishnah to Pirushim Mishnayos, right? The Hagdama where he writes talks about the five categories of Torah Sheval Peh. Part of the definition of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that there is never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And that's why the Chavos Yair is a long tshuva going through many, many examples where there appear to be a machlokas. If you say Hilchos HaKibir Olam means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, here's another example of it. Machlokas, whether Ola is included in Pasul or is it Kasher V'lo Ola L'Bailim, like the Tanakhama says in the first Mishnah on that base. So that maybe that's why Rashi here says, even though usually I say Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but here it's an easy Gemara Gamar Lach, because the Mishnah said, from Ayin Beis HaKenim, so it's a misora. Says the Gemara of Hatakama, Rav Huna Kal V'Chomer. Didn't Rav Huna say a Kal V'Chomer in possibility number two? So what if it's a misora, what does he mean here, Kal V'Chomer? So lo amra, elo l'chadei batamidav. He was just saying that to keep the students on their toes. But it wasn't that he really meant that. He was saying Kal V'Chomer, remember, is pure logic. So he was just saying that to keep the talmidim on their toes, not because he meant it. And this is quoted in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. But the Rambam talks about how to be a good Rebbe and how to be a good Talmud. The Rambam talks about both in Hilchos Talmud Torah, right? The proper behavior of a Rebbe and a Talmud. Says the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Tes. No, wrong one. Says the Rambam in Perek Dalet. Then the Perek Dalet. The second half is all about Kavod. So Perek Dalet, the Rambam says, Ein Sholenes HaRav, Ki Shikadis the Beis HaMedris, Ach the Shashiv Dai Tolav. Right when the Rebbe walks into the room, don't start asking him kashas already. Give him a minute. Take off his coat. Right, they give him a minute to sit down, get organized. He's walking into the room. Don't ask him kashas already. Ve'ein haTalmid shoel kishi ikanes ad sheyishev yenuach. Let him sit down. Ve'ein shoel enshtayim ke'echad. Two people shouldn't ask a question at once. Ve'ein shoel enes harav me'inyan acher elo me'oso ha'inyan shoy oskim bo. Kedei shelo yisvayesh. You can't ask him a kasha from menachas if you're learning zvachim, unless that's the same thing. Right? You can't ask him, okay, he's learning one topic. Don't ask him from another topic. So what? He's supposed to know Kol HaTorah Kula. But you don't want him to cause him embarrassment. And that's based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Kikoi Rab Rebbe Bahai Masechta, Lo Tishayli Masechta Achrisi. So if you have to do that for a Yehuda Nasi, you got to do that for anybody in life. And then he adds, the Yesh L'Rav Lahatos Es Atalmidim. The Rav should trick the students sometimes. B'she'elosav u'b'ma'asim she'ose b'fnehem k'dei l'chadadon. To keep them sharp. U'k'dei she'yeda im zochrim hei ma'shalimdam o einam zochrim. Right, to see if they remember. He should dafka say things that are wrong. So that the, oh, no, Rebbe, right. Got you, thank you. Right, see if they're sleeping or not. Right, they have to see this. Eitzurach lomar, she'esh lo reshush lishol ta b'inyin acher, she'en oskin bo k'dei l'zarzam. And the Rebbe could ask the Talmidim about, you know, what they learned last year, right? He could ask things, she'eno me'inyan. And again, he talks about all the halachas here about a Rebbe by having patience, the important parak in Parak Dalid of Hilchos Talmud Torah. So, here's another example of that, l'chadid baba Talmidav. Says the Mishnah.
What kind of
window
is that?
What, Misora? So, Misora has a Misora for the tradition.
Even though you have...
Right, so it's similar, let's say you have Gzeir Shava. Right, Gzeir Shava also sometimes goes against things, but it's a Mesorah. So this is not as strong as Gzeir Shava, but he has a Mesorah from the earlier generations. Right, so somebody asked yesterday after Meirev, how could there be a Machlokas about this, what the 72 Zakenim said? It happens to be it was an earlier generation, and there was a Mesorah. I have a Mesorah that this is what everybody agreed upon on that day, and the other person says, no, they didn't agree, or maybe they changed their mind, or, right, it's a difference of Mesorah. Weiter, we could have a Shir on Elu Ve'elu, if you got one again. Says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Vayter in the first parak in Mesaches Zvachim. This is the last Mishnah in the parak. Says the Mishnah. HaPesach v'achata sheshachta shalol l'shman. This is continuing the same idea as the first Mishnah and the first parak of shalol l'shma kavanas. But the chiddush here is, what about if you only had a shalol l'shma in part of the avodos? Not in all of them. So, Pesach and Chatas we're talking about because those are the most graphic, because if you have a Shalol Lishma thought in those, that apostles. Doesn't just say kosher and lo l'bailim. So by Pesach and Chatas, if I do the Shechita Shalol Lishma, but, or Kibel V'Halak V'Zark Shalol Lishma, or I think in any one of the Dalet Avodas Adam, I think in any one of them, a Kavana Shalol Lishma, a wrong carbon in mind, or Lishman V'Shalol Lishman, or I think within the same avoda, I have first I think right carbon and then I think wrong carbon, or shalosh bavlishman, or I think wrong carbon and then right carbon. In all these cases, psulim. It's pasal even if you have a little bit of a thought, meaning not only in one of the avodas, even in part of one of the avodas. If you have a shalom lishma thought, it pasals these karbanas. Kesad, for example. Lishman v'shalom lishman. What's an example of think it proper or not? L'shem pasach, l'shem shlamim. If I think about it by a Pesach, bizmano, it's there a Pesach, and I've shechted in the car a Pesach, I think l'shem Pesach, and then I switched. L'shem shlamim. L'shem shalom lishma v'lishman, the opposite. L'shem shlamim, l'shem pasach. All of those can be the opposite. Why, Dafke, is this example chosen? Pesach and Shlamim, what about Pesach and Ola? What about Achatos and Asham? What about other Karbanas? So the Tiferes Yisrael says that the Chiddush here is because we know Pesach and Shlamim have a affinity. So you might have thought that's not such a Shalol Lishma type of thought. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that's the Chiddush here. Even when it comes to Pesach and Shlamim, still we would say, Hadinaka Ketzad Ari Pashatu. Mao shalol lishma. Nearly to kamash mulan da filu b'shachar a pesach l'shem shlamim to bas buksei hu. They're in one barrel. To hare pesach b'cholim oz hashana shlamim hu. Afal filu hachi mechashiv shalol lishma. That's also still shalol lishma. By the way, the Tiferes Yisrael has a long hakdama to kachim called Chomer Bakodesh, published in the beginning. So if you want to go through any hakdamas, overviews on kachim, look in the beginning of the Yachin Abos Mishnayis on kachim aleph. So that is why the example is given of Pesach and Shlamim, because those are very close, but not close enough. Shehazevach nifsal barba advar. Because, says the Mishnah, a zevach, a karbon, is possible if you have a problematic thought in any of the four avodos. Bishchita, ubekibol, ubehiluch, ubezrika. Any of the four. Shechtege, catching the blood, walking with it, and sprinkling it. Rabbi Shimon. Rav Shimon, we've referred to twice already. Rav Shimon machshe behiluch. Rav Shimon says, by halacha, no problem. If you have a machshava shalol lishma, as you are, meaning I'm shechting my shlamim, and I catch the blood of the shlamim, as I'm walking the blood of the shlamim to the mizbeach, I'm thinking ola. I have a machshava shalol lishma on the way to the mizbeach as I'm walking it, that does not possible, says Rav Shimon. As the Gemara is going to say tomorrow and the next day, halacha lav avoda. Halacha is not such a integral avoda. Why? Shahaya omer, because Rav Shimon omer, I efshar b'shalo b'shchita v'shalo b'kabala v'shalo b'zrika. You can't get away with any of those avodos, shchita, kabala, and zrika. Aval efshar below hiluch. But it's possible to get away without any hiluch, shochid, beside the mizbeach v'zorek. I could just shech next to the mizbeach, right, and then sprinkle it right there. So therefore, because holacha you could get out of, so that is why, says Reb Shimon, that reflects that is not the same significant avoda as the other three, and therefore a machshava during this time will not pasul. There are two ways to explain the shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan argue on that. We paskin holacha, a machshava in holacha does pasul. Why is that? So the pashtus is, what the Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayis, even though it's efshar levatla, even though you don't need it, but when it's there, it's a significant avoda. Right, so the Rambam says right here in the Pirush Mishnayis, he has the line, v'chachamim omrim, avoda she'efshar levatla, shma avoda. So the Rambam categorizes the Mishnah. Even an avoda that is not needed, but when it is done, it is shma avoda. Again, this is not referring to every part of the process, right? Well, what about haktaras emurin? Afterwards, burning the leftover fats, nobody's going to say that a machshava during haktaras emurin is going to be a problem, as we'll see, as from later today. But this is the Rambam, that holacha, which is between two avodas, Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, so that for sure, once you have it, it is a problem. If you look in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam seems to have a different shot. The Rambam, I think we mentioned this once before, in Psulei HaMikdashim seems to say that Halacha is not Yevshel Levatzla. You have to do some Halacha. The Rambam says Halacha Shlo Beregel, this is a sugi coming up, is Lo Shma Halacha. So others say maybe the Rambam was Chozerbo. In the Mishnah Torah, he was chosen about that. Now the Rabbanan don't say halacha is efshar levatla, and yet a machshava would pasul. No, halacha is efshar levatla. Ask the Mikdash David. So I got one or two emails about the references of the Mikdash David that I've mentioned before. Maybe there are different versions of the Mikdash David. In mine, Mikdash David in Simin. This one is in Simin Hay. Simin Hay Sifkat and Beis. It's in my Mikdash David. To check yours at home. It says in the Mikdash David. He quotes there, he says, Chattas also, I could come up with a case that you could get rid of some of the avodos. He says, B'shochit l'mala mi mizbeach, yachol l'haschil Let me see where to start from. He says, "V'afak avde b'chazos hachisoniyos d'itan and alkanas mizbeach gabkein ika holacha d'tzarech laholach adam l'rosh hashem mizbeach l'itan alkanos tzarech lomar d'zen nakat shochid b'tzad mizbeach hurak b'shvil osan karbanos d'dam and lamata." Avol bachata sarach lomar to be shimhachi efshel levatzla mishum diyachol lishchod perosh hashem mizbeach etzel akeren. V'afagav, he says, by chatas you're able to shecht on top of the mizbeach. So a chatas, you have to, one second, you have to shecht. I said the answer already before I said the, he says the answer first. So let me say the as it as a question. Chatas, you could get rid of, you could shecht the, doesn't the chatas require you to do it in the north side of the mizbeach? Kachi kachim. And therefore, you would need to have halacha in those cases. Why? Because you have to start the sprinkling from the southeast corner of the mizbeach. You have to go in order. Southeast, northeast, northwest, southwest. That's the order that the Kohen goes when he sprinkles. So ask the Mikdash David what halacha is Yefshel Levat L'Bechatas. So are we supposed to say that according to Reb Shimon, by Karban Chatas, halacha Shalol Lishma does pasul? That's his question. So he says no. Because b'di'evit, at least we're going to learn, you're allowed to shecht a chatas on top of the mizbeach. Tzafon just means not on the other sides of the mizbeach. But you're allowed to shecht on top of the mizbeach. And if you're on top of the mizbeach, and this is his chiddush, you could start whatever corner you want to. You only have to shecht from the southeast corner. If you're on the down below in the Azara, that's where you have to start from. But if you're on the top of the Mizbeach, that's his chiddush. The Efshar, the Zet, the Tzorach Lahaskal, Amatanos, Mikaren, Deromis, Mizrachis, Dafka, Bishochet, Lamata. Mishum, the Kolpido, Shatapone, Enapala, Eladerach, Yamin. Because when you go up the ramp, you always have to go right. And the ramp goes from south to north. That's how the ramp is facing, because it's on the east side of the Heichal, so it's going up. So when you get up there, you gotta make a right. You get to the top right, the chatas has to be sprinkled on top, on the corner. So you make a right, that's where you have to start. You only do one and you're Yotzeh B'dieved anyway. But that's the Mikdash David, that even when it comes to chatas, there's a way to say that halacha is efshar levatzla. That's the chiddush of the Mikdash David. Okay, we continue now. Says the Mishnah, Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon Omer, Hamahalech b'makom shutzarach lahalech machshava poselas. Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon says, if you're doing a halacha that you need to do, so then the machshava poselas. But lakashin tzarach lahalech ein machshava poselas. We'll have to see what this means. Does it mean that you're walking extra for making big arcs of walking with for no reason? We'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly Blazer Reb Shimon means. Says the Gemara, the Kabbalah mi pasla. One second, Kabbalah a machshava during Kabbalah Saddam pasles v'hatanya. But we learned in the Brisa v'hikrivu zu Kabbalah Saddam, and we had this before. V'hikrivu, that lashon of bringing the blood close. The Gemara darshins means catching the blood. Ata Omer Kabbalah Saddam. Oh, eino ela zrika. Does this mean Kabbalah or zrika? Which pashtus? That's what it would mean. Zrika is bringing the blood close to the mizbeach. Kshomer v'zarko ela zrika amur. The problem is it already says v'zarko in the pasuk. So v'hikrivu must mean something else. Hamani mekayim v'hikrivu zu Kabbalah Saddam. That's Kabbalah. Next phrase in the pasuk: Bnei Aaron haKohanim, the children of Aaron Kohanim, shetehei b'kohen kasher u'b'kli shareis. Right, we're going to have a 15-line brisa, and we'll see at the end why this is brought here. What is Bnei Aaron haKohanim that teaches me? We know that Bnei Aaron are Kohanim. Should they a Kohen b'kasher? It should be a Kohen kasher. What does Kohen kasher mean? It can't be a chalal, somebody whose parents are Kohen and a Grusha. He loses his Kedusha Kahuna. He's a chalal, which is a Yisrael. He can't do the Avod anymore, and he can't have a Balmum. Balmun, the Mishnah Bechoros. Mishnah and Bechoros list the Mumin of Kohanim. So Bali Mumin are not allowed to do the Avoda. They have other jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. You can check the wood for worms. Right, that's one of the big jobs of a Balmum. They have other jobs. And Ubik Klishares. The Kohen has to be Kasher and Bik Klishares. What does Klishares mean? So you would have said it meant that it means you have to use Klishares. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Bik Klishares, second to last skinny line, Shemulubashim Big De Kahuna. Klisharis means they have to be wearing special clothing. The four begadim of Kohen Hedyot and the eight begadim of a Kohen Gadol. The Kohenim mashma b'kihunam. Kohenim mean in their priestly state. V'hainu b'gdei kahuna. That's what b'gdei kahuna means here. They are b'kihunam when they are in their priestly state. This is referring, as I like to mention, the Gemara is beginning of the second parak. Begin the second parak. Let's see it inside now that we have a Zvachim open. Begin the second parak on Daf Yizayin Mabez has one of the most amazing lines in the entire Masechta. And that's related to Big Day Kahuna. Says the Gemara, Bizman she Big Day Amaleyam, Kahuna Sam Aleyam. Ain Big Day Amaleyam, Ain Kahuna Sam Aleyam. When they have their begadim on, they are Kohanim. When they are, they do not, they're not Kohanim. They're not Kohanim. How could that be? Maybe they're not Kohanim, right? Well, it's Asher Yosef Engel in the Lech Akta, in the Asim Daraisa, I think it is. Asim Daraisa and Klal Yutes. Well, I was in Shul this morning, a Kohen Duchen this morning. He wasn't wearing Bitei Kahuna, right? We give a Kohen Truma. If we knew who was a Kohen today and who was Tahar, we'd give him Truma and Chala. So what do you mean, Big Dam, Shabbat Dam, Alam, Kuna, Sam, Alam? So that line really emphasizes, though, that the Kohanim turn... Yes, there's two Dinim in Kohen. There's Kohen Le'inyin Gvulin. And there's Kohen Le'inyin Mikdash. And if you're not wearing the Begadim, you're not a Kohen Le'inyin Mikdash. That's what this Gemara emphasizes. In the Achronim, there's the major Chakira, whether Begadim are Mitzad the Kohen or Mitzad the Avoda, but this line is the biggest Raya to the Tzad, that it's Mitzad the Gavra Kohen. Again, this question has many different ramifications. For example, did Moshe wear Bitei Kahuna during the Miluim? Right, Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen, he was a Levi. Right. Aaron was Shevet Levi, but he was more specified a Kohen. So, did Moshe wear the Big Day Kahuna? So, if it was a din in the Avodah, then he had to wear the Big Day Kahuna, because the Avodah requires Big Day Kahuna. If it's a din in the Kohen, he's not a Kohen. Or, let's say, a Yisrael does Shechita. We know Shechita Kshir Bazar. Hopefully, we're going to have a Tuesday night Shir on that. Shechita Kshir Bazar, but he doesn't wear the Big Day Kahuna. But if Shechita is one of the Avodos, Shechita is Lav Avodah. But it is somewhat of an Avodah. So, does that reflect the fact that a czar, when he does it, does a Kohen have to wear Big Day Kahuna when he does Shechita? Is there any difference between a Kohen shechting and a Yisrael shechting, even though Yisrael can shecht? So, that is part of the sugya of Shechita Kshir Bazar, which hopefully we'll discuss at length at another time. Okay, but this is related to the sugya of Big Day Kahuna. It's important that the Gemara calls Big Day Kahuna Kli Sharis. The Gemara says later on in Daf Peches, right at the end of the eighth parak, the end of the ninth parak, the Gemara says on Daf Peches Mabez, that all the begadim are machaper for something. The ketones is machaper on Shvichas Damim, and the mechlasayim are machaper on Gilei Arayis, the mitzvah is machaper on Gassi Aruach. All of these, so does that show? What does that show? All the begadim are machaper. Does that show? Sounds like maybe it's in the avoda. When you do the avoda, or maybe not. But that's also an interesting gemara. Peches Mabez, one of the only agadic gemaras in the entire Masechta. Right there, Peches Mabez. So look forward. That's 60 blot, 70 blot. We continue though. Says the gemara. We're still in this brisa. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Minayin lekabala shlotei ela b'kohen b'kajav kli sharis. Rabbi Akiva doesn't like the earlier limud, so he's a different limud. How do you know that a kohen? How do you know that Kabbalas Hadam requires a proper Kohen wearing the Begadim? Never Ka B'nei Aaron, never Lalon, Elah Shmos B'nei Aaron HaKohanim HaMishuchim. Ma Lahalon B'Koy Kashav Eklishar. It's just like in Bamidbar, it's talking about a proper Kohen because it's Kohanim HaMishuchim. Afkan B'Koy Kashav Eklishar. So we have the Tanakama's Makar and Rabbi Kiva's Makar. Amr Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, Akapeach is Banai. Im Lo Shamati Lahafin Hefresh B'Kabbalah Lizrika. I swear by the life of my children that I definitely heard of a difference between Kabbalah and Zrika, but in the Farish, but I can't think of it. Another example where the Rabbanan got emotional about their Torah. He says, I definitely heard this, but I can't explain it. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani Farish. I'll explain it to you. Kabbalah lo asa b'machshava kemaisa. Kabbalah sadam. We do not say machshava is like maisa. Zrika asa b'machshava kemaisa. Zrika we do. So at this point, we think that means that a problematic machshava in Kabbalah is not a problem. That's going to be the kasha on our Gemara, on our Mishnah. But the Brisa first continues, Kiblu Bachutz Enochayev Kares. Another difference is Kabbalah Sadam, if I'm Kabel Adam Bachutz of a Karban, Shchute Chutz, I'm not Chayev Kares. How do you do that without Shchita? Let's say you're standing on the border. You're in the Azara, and the Shochet is standing inside the Azara, the Makabel is standing outside, and he's Makabel the Dam, outside. So is that, there's an Isser of doing certain Avodas Bachutz, Shchute Chutz, and Ha'alas Chutz. That's discussed at the end of this Masechta. So, if I do Kabbalah outside, I'm not Chayev Karetz. Zarku Bachutz, honest Karetz. But if I do Zrika Bachutz, I am Chayev Karetz. So that's another difference between Zrika and Kabbalah. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses in Mitzvah T Kuf Pei Vav, the Isser of Shchut Echutz, that the altar, the part of the Sharish of Shchut Echutz is that the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be inspiring. It's supposed to be a place where we go and we are not the same person after we see the Beis HaMikdash that we were before we see the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody who is Shochet Bachutz is taking away that opportunity from himself, from all those others that are going to partake in the Karban, and therefore he's Chayiv Misa. It's ki'ilu, the Gemara's language is, the Torah's language is very graphic. Ki'ilu shofech damim, talks about in Parshas Achrimos. Ki'ilu shofech damim, ki mi shemakrav chutz lo'osu amakam anivchar dam yechashev lo. Very, very strong language by Shchut Echutz. We'll have to talk about it. So there's another difference between Kabbalah and Zrika. Kiblu psulim, ein chayav analav. If psulim, possible people who did the Kabbalah, you're not chayav. Zarku psulim chayav analav. But psulim cannot be zarek the dam. So those are all differences, says Rabbi Akiva, between Kabbalah and Zrika. Omar Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Tarfin answers him, Havodah, wow, another Lashon of Shvua. Shelo hitisa yaminu small, change the gears on the side, you did not turn from right to left. Ani shamati ve'in l'farish. I heard, I couldn't explain it. Ata doresh umaskim l'shmua b'lashon hazeh. You are unbelievable, says Rabbi Tarfin to Rabbi Akiva, and Omar lo yanzof, Akiva, kol ha'porish b'mchol ka'porish b'chayev. If anybody leaves you, it's like they're choosing death over life. You are unbelievable. Thank you so much for giving me a great shiur. So question mark. What's the kasha? You see in this brisa that the brisa says that a machshava is not kamaisa when it comes to Kabbalah. But our Mishnah says, what do you mean? It is. Machshava shlo l'shma is a problem. Answer, amarava lo kasha. Kad b'machshava pigol, kad b'machshava shlo l'shma. It's the difference between a pigol thought. What's a pigol thought? If I think during one avoda to do a later avoda, we'll get to more specifics in a minute. Shelo bizmano. I think I'm going to do zrikas adam, achilas akarban, shlachar zmano. When it comes to pigol, a machshavas pigol during Kabbalah does not passel. A machshavas shelo lishma during Kabbalah does passel. Dekanami, and it's even proven from the language. Dektani, what does the Mishnah say? Shazebach nifsal, veloktani mispagel, shvamina. So you see the Mishnah is talking about a machshavas shelo lishma, which leads to psul, not a machshavas pigol. So the Gemara says now, why is that and is that true? Is that really true? If I think during Kabbalah Saddam that I'm going to do the Zrika Shalom Bismano, that does not cause a problem. But we learned in another Braisa. You might think that it's only a problem during Zrika, meaning if I do the Zrika of a Karban and I think that I'm going to eat the Basar Shalom Bismano, you might think only that's a problem. How do I know to include Shchita and Kabbalah Saddam? Lomar, it says by the makor of pigol by carbon shlamim. V'im he'achol ye'achel mibsar zevach shlamav. If somebody eats from the basar of pigol hu lo yiratzad achayev kares. And we darshin that the balashon bedvarim hamevim lidei achila chazam adaber. Anything that leads to the heter achila of a karban, any of those avodos are shy to talk about when it comes to pigol. So what leads to the achila? The shchita, the kabbalah, or all the avodos. So shchita and kabbalah are also included. Yochoshani marbav shvicha shirayim b'akhtar zimurin. I might think that I even include shvicha shirayim pouring the leftover blood into the cup on the southwest side of the mizbeach. There's a special cup there that the leftover blood was poured. V'akhtar zimurin and the burning of the fats at the end, later on and overnight. You might think even machshavas pigol during those avodas are included. Tamalomar b'yamashlishi lo yeratzeh hamakriv oso lo yechashev. No, that's the pasuk. Zrika bechal haisa. I knew Zrika from before. V'lama yatsa. Why does it say again hamakriv oso, which is a reference to Zrika? So lahakisha lahav is to compare everything to Zrika. Loma lecha ma Zrika miyuchedah shehi avoda uma akeves hakapara. Just like Zrika is a real avoda, and if you think pigle during it, it's ma'akev the kapara. So avkol avoda. So to anything that's classified as an avoda is. And you have a pigol thought in it, umakev as a kapara, yatsu shvicha shirayim, v'akhtar asimurim, she'imakun as a kapara. Excluding these two, shvicha shirayim and achlas asimurim, are not ma'akev, they're not called avodos, they're done afterwards, so therefore, it's not ma'akev, the kapara, a pigol thought during these avodos, are not ma'akev. What do you see from the braisa though? Kabbalah is included. If I have a machshavas pigol during Kabbalah, it is included. So we have a stira. Answers the Gemara, Ela lo kasha. Two different kinds of thoughts. Had amar, when do we say it's kosher and a pigol thought doesn't cause problems? Had amar hareni shochet almanas la kabal dama lamachar. If I think during shchita that I'm going to do Kabbalas Hadam at a later date, so then that is not problematic. That's not problematic. Because, we'll see why in a second, but it's pretty amazing. You're doing the Shechita now. When you do Shechita, the Dam is going to squirt out right now into the cup. What, you're going to think that, no, I'm going to squirt the Dam into the cup tomorrow. You're doing it right now, but still, it's a machsheves pickle. So, this is, when do we say it's not a problem? When you do shchita amanas kabbalas hadam. Hada'amar, what's a problem? Harini mekabal dama amanas lishpok shirayim lumachar. If during kabbalah you have a thought about shvichi shirayim, so that is a problem. What's the rule of pickle? Here it is. Rashi says it, but here's the rule. Machsheves pickle is only when I think during one of the avodos, during one of the avodos, amanas that I'm gonna do some type of achila, after the time. What's an achila? Achila means either a person eating it or the mizbeach eating it. That's an achila. Machshavas pigol is when I think b'shasa, look at the fourth line of Rashi. Klala demilsa. Bina machshava b'shasa voda al devar achilas adam ol mizbeach. So achilas adam, you know, eating the meat. What's achilas mizbeach? So that includes a few things. Either the fat's burning, or zrika, that's also squirting blood, throwing blood on the mizbeach, or haktara seimurin, or shvicha shirayim. Any of those are the mizbeach getting something that's in the category of achilas mizbeach. So that's pigo. So the first case is not a problem. If I do shchita, I'm asked to do kabbalah. Kabbalah is not an achila. So that's why it's not a pigle thought. Pigle, by definition, is during a thought during one of the avodos, amanas to do an achila shalob izmano. Zrika is an achila. Zrika is an achila, shvicha shirayim is an achila, haftar simur is an achila, all those are achila. So amaleah ha'humi erban al-rava, 1 second. The shvicha shirayim, haftar simur, lo pasul bu machshava. The brice that we just had at the bottom of Aman Aleph said that this machshava does not become a problem during the shvicha shirayim, haftar simurin, because those are not avodos. Vatanya, but we learned, yochalote machshava mo elas al achilas basar. You might think the machshava is only a problem during about achilas basar with a person eating the meat. Minayin la'rava shvicha shirayim, haftar simurin. How do you know those are included? Tamalomar bim hey achel ye achel. What's the double lashon? Bishte achilos akasim medaber achas achilos adam v'achas achilos mizbeach. So you see they are included. So the Gemara says, okay, we have to clarify. Lo kasha ha da amar hareni zorek amenas lishbok shirayim lamachar. That is a problem because you're thinking during an avoda. You're thinking during zrika to do shvicha shirayim la'achar zmano, to pour the blood leftovers afterwards. That's an achila. So you're thinking during an avoda. You're thinking about an achilas mizbeach. That's pickle. Hada amar hareni shofech shirayim amenas lachter imur lamachar. If you think during shvicha shirayim, two, you think during, as you pour the leftover blood on the base of the mizbeach, you think I'm going to be makter the emurin lachas mano. That's not a problem because you're not thinking it during an avoda. So again, you always have to just categorize. Are you thinking? You have to be thinking it during an avoda. Shechita kabbalah halachas rika. You have to be thinking about in achila. That is the case. Period. The minchas chinuch asks a question again that only he could ask, and that is, what if you think during Zrika 1 about Zrika 2? That's you're thinking during an avoda about an achila. Right? So what happens if you think about Zrika 1, amanas Zrika 2, shelo bismano? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that's not garua than Shvicha Shirayim. You want to say, oh, b'diavad, if you just do one Zrika, it's okay. B'diavad, if you don't do Shvicha Shirayim, it's also okay. So the Minchas Chinuch assumes in Kuf, I think it's here, it's in Kufmem Dalid in the Mitzvah Pigol, there, Avo Bezrika Atzma, he says, the Dafka Bechishi B'matana Shnia, Eino Mazik. If you think during the second Zrika to the third Zrika, maybe there's not a problem because you don't need the second Zrika, it's not called an Avoda. But if you think during the first Zrika about the second Zrika or the third Zrika, then he thinks that would be a problem. He says that's what he thinks. He's not garua. Then our Gemara says shvicha. If you think about shvicha shirayim, v'zeh pasha. That's in kuf mem dalid in the Minchas Chinuch os aleph. Okay, here we go. New sugya that we haven't touched on yet. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. It's also about problematic thoughts of shalom lishma and pigol. That's why this is here. This is getting our feet wet in pigol. I think I mentioned in the past there are many, many blot in this mesecta about pigol. So we'll talk about lumdis fine pigol as we get into it. So says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chiya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chiya. So says Rabbi Yehuda the name of Rabbi Chiya. Shamati, I heard shetfilas etzpa mifagelas b'chatos pnimios. Tfilas etzpa, as we know, by the chatos pnimios. Right, this is the picture. Those of you out there, I have the Machon HaMikdash picture book. So It's a big, fat, heavy sefer. So that's by the Mizbeach HaZahav, when the Kohen Gadol did the Zrikos on the Chatos Pnimios, he had a little Mizrak, he had a little cup with a handle and a pointy bottom, so nobody put it down. And he went in there, and he sprinkled on the corners of the Mizbeach, and then in the middle of the Mizbeach. But he did Tfilat Etzba. He didn't just take the bowl and fling it, like he did by the other Karbanos, but he did Tfilas Etzba. He did Tevila. He dunked his finger into the bowl, he took it out, and then he flung it on the corners. Right, that is Tfilas Etzba of the Kohen Gadol. So says the Gemara, what happens if you think something during that Tevila? Tfilas Etzba. Right, that's the Shiloh right here. Tfilas Etzba. I heard that Tfilat Etzba is Mefagelas, meaning you could think of Machshav as Pigel during that Tevila as you're dunking it. Let's say as you dunk it, you think you're going to do the Zrika Shalom Bismano. So I've heard that Tfilat Etzba is Mefagelas. So we're going to have to talk, is that an Avoda? Is the Tfila an Avoda? Let's think about it. It's not Shchita, it's not Kabbalah. Is it Halacha? Is Tfila like a Halacha? It's not Zerika itself. It's somewhere between Kabbalah and Zerika. Right? But is it exactly Halacha? That's the question here, as we're going to talk about. So, Shama, Ilfa heard about it. Ilfa, we know. Ilfa was the one in Mitzakas Tainis. He was in Rabbi Yochanan. We're in Yeshiva together. They left. Rabbi Yochanan came back. Ilfa didn't. So, Shama Ilfa. Amra was a Tainis Chafalf. Amra Kameder of Pada. So, this was said in front of Rapada or Bar Parda. Klum. Barpada says, Klum lamanu pigal elam shlamim. We learned pigal from shlamim. That's the source of pigal was by carbon shlamim. Why dafki is pigal said by a kache kalim? So we'll have to talk about that. But that's the marker by shlamim. Ma shlamim ain't tfilas etzba mifagelas bahen. By shlamim, tfilas etzba is not mifagel. You know why? Because you don't need tfilas etzba by shlamim. By shlamim, you just take the whole cup and your finger doesn't have to be dunked. You just fling the whole cup. So if the marker is by shlamim, we should say just like by shlamim, tfilas etzba would not be mifagel because you don't even need to do it. So to by chatos, it shouldn't be mifagel. V'chi, says the Gemara, v'chi akom shlamim lamdu. What, you want to learn all halachas of pigel from shlamim? Ima shlamim, shalolishmane motzi bide pigel, afchada shalolishmane motzi bide pigel. Question mark. For this we have to learn a yesod and pigel. A yesod and pigel. The Mishnah says later on daf chavtes amebeis, pigel only causes problems in avoda if there's no other problem in the avoda. If there's any other problem in the avoda, then it's not pigel. Let's say, I think, during part of the avoda, some other problematic thought. And then later on, I think of a Shalom Bismano thought, that doesn't become pickle. Pickle requires everything else perfect, and then you only have this pickle thought. That's the only problem. That's called Yakriv HaMatir Kimitzvaso. It's the Mishnah later on in Daf Chavtes Amud Beis. So that's the halacha of pickle. So if I think, let's say by a chatas, if I think Shalom Lishma, and then I think Shalom Bismano, that's not pickle, because the cover is already possible because of Shalom Lishma thought. So that's what the Gemara is referring to here. You want to say everything is exactly learned from Shlomim? But what about this case? Let's read it again. By Shlomim, if you have a Shalolishma thought during the Shlomim process, that doesn't remove its shame pigle. Why? Because Shalolishma by Shlomim doesn't cause problems. It's kosher. So that's not called a problematic thought. So too, you should say, Afchadah Shalolishma Emosi B'dei Pigel. You should say the same thing by Chatas, which we know is not true, because by Chatas, Shalolishma passes the carbon. So it's not going to let it be Pigel. But if you're saying it has to be exactly like Shlomim, you see, it's a problem. You want to say no? It's learned out from an extra ribuy of the pasuk that's going to passel. So hachanami ribuy the krakasi. Meaning, so to here, I could say that tefilas etzba is also from a ribuy. Period. That's stage one that Barpada says, and he has answered the whole discussion there in the first discussion in the Beis Medrash. Tefilas etzba is mefagelas. We explained how. You don't have to be exactly like Shlomim. Next, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he also said it. Ba'aliyah zu shamati, in this attic, in this Beis Medrash, I heard, shetfilas etzba mefagelas. Toi bar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Beis Lakish says, I don't believe it. Klum lamdu pigol elami shlamim. I learned pigol from shlamim. Ma shlamim ain't tefilas etzba mefagelas bohen. Afchad is tefilas etzba mefagelas bohen. Same exact kasha. V'chi akomi shlamim landu. We ask the same question. Do you learn the whole thing from shlamim? Ima shlamim shlo lishmane mosi b'dei pigol. Afchad is shlo lishmane mosi b'dei pigol. Just like my shlamim, shlo lishma is not called a problematic thought, so it won't ruin pigol. So to chadash, you should say that. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Says Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, says no. In. Yes, you learn it. Hakol bishlamim lamdu. But just modify the comparison. You have to compare apples and apples. Ho will the chutzlim komo posel bishlamim. A thought of doing an avodah chutzlim komo. That's a different type of thought. There's different categories of problematic machshavas. There's shalol l'shma, that's the wrong carbon. There's shalol l'shem bialim, the wrong owner. There's shalol bizmano, that's pigle. There's shalol bimkomo, that's a fourth type of thought. That passels. That passels by all carbonists, shalol bimkomo. So, doesn't create pigle though. So, ho v'chuslim komo posel b'shlamim, if you take a chuslim komo thought by shlamim, it passels. V'shalol l'shma posel b'chatos, and shalol l'shma passels b'chatos, so pick a problematic thought by each carbon respectively. Ma chuslim komo posel b'shlamim, motzi b'dei pigle. Just like chuslim komo ruins pigle by shlamim, av shalol l'shma, ha posel b'chatos motzi b'dei pigle. So you have to compare it, compare apples and apples, says Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, mitzida tavra, from its side is broken. Meaning, your svara itself undermines itself. What do you mean? Ma l'chuslim komo aposel b'shlamim. Chuslim komo you cannot compare to pigle. Why? Chuslim komo by shlamim, shekinoi b'chalas vachim. That's a thought that appears by all karbanis. That's a strong thought. That you could say passels and ruins pigle. Tomar b'shalo l'shmo, sheinu noagel b'chadas v'chadas b'vad. But shalo l'shmo only ruins and passels by certain karbanis. Elamai is l'chalameimar. So what are you going to say? Dover Hapostle behem mosiyim midei pigol, davar ma'akim behem mevi'in lidei pigol. You're going to say no. Each carbon is looked at respectively. Anything, any thought that passels in that carbon ruins pigol. Any avoda that is required, if you think pigol during it, it brings it to pigol. So hachanami here too by tefilas etzba, davar hapostle ba mosiyim midei pigol, davar ma'akim mevi'in lidei pigol. So dear, by you need this avoda. You need this. You have to dunk your finger. The Kohen Gadol has to dunk his finger into the cup, tfilas etzba, so therefore it's considered enough of an avoda, and pigol is shayach during that avoda. One more minute. Amar Rav Mari afanama namitanina. Rav Mari says, I also, you know what? Maybe I don't want to rush it. So we'll stop here by Amar Rav Mari. We'll continue Bezhem tomorrow. Shchita l'avodi comes up here. But Bezhem tonight, to share my house 9:30, the sleeping person in halacha. Got a person who's sleeping through mitzvos. And can he be shayach for a minion? Pruvu, other mitzvahs that come up. That's related to yesterday's daf, Yud Beis Mabeis, where it talks about a person who is sleeping when his karban is brought. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.